The Power FM Morning News is brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund, PSPF.
Are you a pensioner under the Public Service Pensions Fund looking to update your life certificate without visiting our offices? Well, PSPF now brings this service right to you wherever you are. Introducing the PSPF Biometric Life Verification System. Simply visit www.pspf.org.zm, click on Life Verification to self-enroll. Complete your verification using facial recognition and check your verification status by following the simple on-screen steps. It's fast, secure, and convenient. Public Service Pensions Fund. Keeping your pension promise. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia calls for stronger Ebola preparedness. Government assures peace ahead of the August general election. With an international news, former Benin Finance Minister Romuald Ouangdani sworn in as Benin's new president. And in sports news, Leicester City confirmed Pat Ondaka departure after five seasons.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. The Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, is currently calling for strengthened Ebola preparedness measures in response to the escalating cases of the disease in the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. MQHZ Director General Quincy Mwabo says Zambia remains at high risk because of the frequent movement of foods or other goods and people crossing the borders of the DRC, warning that any delay in preventative action could expose the country to avoidable health dangers. Dr. Mwabo has urged authorities to improve screening systems at border posts and ensure frontline health workers are adequately equipped and protected. He has also appealed to organizers of public gatherings, including markets, churches, and transport hubs, to promote hygiene awareness and responsible health practices. Meanwhile, Dr. Mwabo reminded citizens to remain alert, observe proper hygiene, avoid spreading false information, and seek medical attention early when they experience symptoms linked to Ebola or other infectious diseases.
We are calling for stronger preparedness and vigilance, especially at border entry points, to ensure early detection and the prevention of any possible importation of the disease into Zambia. We are also reminding the public that during periods of increased movement and large gatherings, it is important to maintain good hygiene practices and remain alert because infectious diseases can spread more easily where preventive measures are not followed. As a country, we have learned from the COVID-19 experience how quickly health systems can be strained when prevention is delayed. So this is why early action is so important.
The government has reaffirmed its commitment to maintaining public order and upholding the rule of law following recent incidents of electoral violence in the country. Information and Media Permanent Secretary Tawo Kabuana stresses that government has adopted a zero-tolerance stance against political violence and unlawful conduct. Mr. Kabuana notes and warns that individuals found wanting will face the full force of the law through established legal processes, adding that matters arising from recent acts of violence are already being handled by relevant institutions. And Home Affairs and Internal Security Permanent Secretary Dickson Matembo states that maintaining peace and public order is a shared responsibility, noting that no situation should justify acts that threaten the safety and security of citizens. In a separate development, the Non-Government Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has voiced alarm about irregularities, political violence and confusion surrounding candidate nominations ahead of the August 13 general election. NGOCC Board Chairperson Beauty Katebe has highlighted that these issues arise from reports of disrupted nomination events, duplication of adoption certificates and intimidation incidents in various parts of the country. Ms. Katebe has, however, noted with concern the arrest of Lusaka mayoral candidate Keti Nanyangwe. The situation, she said, has defranchised her institution and a constitutional right to participate in the upcoming polls. She has therefore emphasized NGOCC's primary role in advocating for balanced participation of both women and men in governance, pointing out the persistent underrepresentation of women in Zambia's political leadership. She has explained that prior to the nomination period, the organization engaged with political parties to encourage the inclusion of more female candidates. She has disclosed that NGOCC presented lists of qualified women for consideration during party candidate elections, stating that political parties were largely receptive to conversations about enhancing women's involvement.
NGOCC therefore strongly calls on all political parties, law enforcement agencies, and stakeholders to uphold peace, fairness, transparency, and inclusivity throughout the electoral process. As the country transitions into the official campaign period, we urge all stakeholders to prioritize peace, issue-based, inclusive, and violent-free elections. I thank you.
The Bankers Association of Zambia, BAZ, has highlighted the severe impact of the recent drought in the SADC region on both the banking sectors and the broader economies of member countries. The BAZ Stanbic Bank Fourth Banking Industry Symposium held in Lusaka, BAZ Chairperson and Stanbic Bank CEO Muindwa Siakalima emphasized the critical role of capital adequacy and currency regulatory frameworks in helping banks respond effectively to environmental shocks. Mr. Siakalima noted that the region's economies are currently in recovery and rising stages, adding that Zambia's recovery is mainly driven by improvement in agricultural out and resurgence in mining sector. Mr. Siakalima stressed that strong currency frameworks, coupled with capital adequacy serving as a key buffer, enable banks to absorb risks, continue operations, fulfill obligations, and support economic activities. Additionally, he pointed out that effective currency frameworks are vital for maintaining confidence in the local currency, ensuring its function as the main medium of exchange, and enhancing transmission of monetary policy. In international news, former Finance Minister Romuald Wagdani has sworn in as Benin's new president. Romuald Wagdani took oath of office on Sunday to become Benin's new president. The former Finance Minister of Benin officially became the country's president on Sunday, taking over from his former boss, Patrice Talon. Wagdani, also an economist with a reputation as a technocrat who embodies continuity with Talon's two mandates, was elected on April 12th with 94% of the ballot. His sole token opponent, Paul Hokme, was easily beaten, and his party quickly joined the forces with Wagdani's party in parliament. The main opposition party, the Democrats, was not able to participate in the elections because of insufficient endorsements and internal rifts. Wagdani takes up the reins of West African country that has enjoyed a decade of robust economic growth, but where a huge wealth gap persists, and there is insecurity in its north due to attacks blamed on jihadist groups. Still within international news, as the World Health Organization raises the risk of Ebola to the highest level for the DR Congo, authorities in the country are working to inform the public about how to protect themselves from the deadly virus. The outbreak was first detected in Ituri province, an area already facing armed conflict and humanitarian crises. In the provincial capital, Bunia, residents are doing what they can to stay safe. Avoiding direct or close contact with infected people is key to reducing the risk of transmission and containing the outbreak. And still coming up with the new sports news, Chipolopolo boys forward Patson Daka will leave Leicester City this summer. More on this story after the break.
More news still to come on Power FM. Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
They can bring you the best quality Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power and one place we FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
From Lusaka, Akabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Well, a Polar Boys forward, Pat Sondaka, will leave Leicester City this summer when his contract expires, the club has confirmed. The 27-year-old is among 10 senior players set to depart King Power Stadium following a difficult campaign which ended with Leicester's relegation from the Champions to League One. Club captain Ricardo Pereira is also leaving after 8 seasons with the Foxes. The Portugal international made 220 appearances and played a key role in Leicester's triumphs in the 2021 FA Cup and Community Shield. Ghana forward Jordan Ayew, defender Jamal Lasser.